name 386. Of course, the numbering is different according to different interpretations. This is according to the commentary of Parashara Bhatta, the Bhagavata Guna Dharpanam, and taking from other commentaries also. So name 386 is Vyavasaya. We know this word from Bhagavad Gita, Vyavasaya Atmaka Buddhya Ekeha Karananda. So one meaning of this is this name means one who has a very firm and resolute mind and one who has knowledge of the self. So this Vyavasaya Atmaka Buddhihi means one of fixed and resolute intelligence. So the person with the most fixed and resolute intelligence is Krishna himself. Although this verse, Vyavasaya Atmaka Buddhi Ekeha Kuru Nandana, this doesn't refer to Krishna. It refers to a transcendentalist. But, of course, whatever good qualities any jiva may develop, that quality originally and fully exists in Krishna. So, if we're going to talk about who is the person we can think of who has the most firm, fixed, resolute mind, is completely fixed in self-knowledge, the answer must be Krishna. Only by His grace can we attain such a quality. Now, within this verse of Vishnu Sahasranam, just after a few more names, the name Dhruva will come. So the names in this verse, in this part of Vishnu Sahasranama, they're quite connectable with Dhruva. Dhruva, we'll come to that. That means very fixed and steady. And so one meaning of Vyavasaya is the pivot of the planets. We understand from Vedic cosmology, as is stated in Srimad Bhagavatam and many Puranas, that all the planets, they circumambulate or they orbit in modern cosmological terms around Dhruva Loka. So Dhruva Loka, we may think, well, that's named for Dhruva Maharaj, that's true, but the original Dhruva is Bhagavan Vishnu himself. So all these names, whatever name one may have of any good quality, that originally that name that pertains to Krishna, because all good qualities are in Him. So the planets, they circumambulate around Vishnu Bhagavan on Dhruva Loka. So He's the pivot around. Pivot means they all move in a certain orbit, and it's all based on that. Yasya prabha prabhavato jagadanda koti kotish vishesha vasudhadi vibhuti bhinnam tad brahma nishkalam anantam ashesha rup govindam adi purusham tamaham bhajami. They're all the different planets, they're all going around and around in the universe under the direction of Govinda. So this name pertains to that. We're all tied up to Bhagavan. We're all controlled. People, the atheists, they don't like to accept that we're controlled. But even what to speak of us, even the mighty planets, they're all tied up to Him. They have to move around Him and under His direction. We may think we're not controlled and we're free, but actually, how free are we? For instance, there's a big hoo-ha in the Indian newspapers now because some Indian space probe went to Mars, so we're told. But if you want to go to Mars, what will you do? You can't go to Mars. We can't go. We're under the control of the laws of nature. We're stuck on this planet. So our freedom is illusory. How much freedom do you have? Even how free? If you want to say, I want to be free to float in the air, you can't do it. Whatever body we have, we're tied to that. And what to speak of us? Even the great planets, even the sun, is under the order of Vishnu, has to go exactly in its orbit. So, for this reason, he's called Vyavasaya. Other meanings for the word Vyavasaya: vocation, employment, business. That's the common use of this word, business. Some jobs. So for ourselves, our real business is bhakti, our real vocation. What we have to do is to develop devotional service to Krishna. So this name we can apply to ourselves also. He's firm and resolute mind, so we can consider many qualities of Krishna, his resoluteness of purpose. He's kaunteya pratijani hi name bhakta pranashyati. Krishna is completely fixed in his vow, just like this vow to protect his devotees. He's completely fixed in this, that we see. There are many, many examples. One example is that even breaking his own vow not to fight, not to pick up any weapon, he picked up the broken wheel of the chariot to fight against Bhishma when Bhishma was severely oppressing Arjuna in the battle. And Krishna is also very determined to enlighten Arjuna in Bhagavad Gita. Arjuna had so many objections. He couldn't understand what Krishna was saying. Again and again he asked that, I can't understand. You seem to be telling me to fight, and then you say knowledge is better than work, but then again you're telling me to fight. But Krishna was firm and resolute and patiently explained everything to him. The next name 387, is similar sounding and similar meaning, Vyavasthan, which means the basis, and it has similar meanings also, who is persistent. Vyavasthan means steadiness, firmness, a particular state, a regular arrangement or distribution. So the basic meaning of this is he who establishes everything, he whom on everything rests. That's a very good description of God, isn't it? We hear people say God, God, God. They don't really think what God means, but by going through these names of Vishnu Sahasranama, we really get to think about and understand what is the identity of God. People generally have very vague ideas, some nice kind of force, or generally people have impersonalistic ideas. Even if they worship some God, they think that behind this God is some power. But Krishna himself is the powerful. He is the basis of everything. He's even the basis of people's misunderstandings. But he can also, if we want to understand him, dadami buddhi yogam tam, he'll give us the knowledge by which we can understand him. If we don't want to understand him, then he'll also give us the intelligence by which we can forget him forever. Sarvasicha hang hridi sannivishto matasmiti jnanam apohanam cha. So if we want to forget him, he can also help us to forget him. But we can never be separate from him. Our separation from him is an illusion because he is the basis of everything. We cannot exist without him. There's no question of existence. He is existence. There's nothing separate from him. He's the basis of everything. He regulates everything. The scientists are so busy studying, finding out the laws of the universe, and they're saying that, oh, we've studied all the laws of the universe and we didn't find any God, but the laws of the universe means that they're set up by Bhagavan and he maintains those laws. But they're so foolish, they can't understand this. But for those who can understand, Yomam Pashati Sarvatra Savang Chamai Pashati Tasyahang Naparashami Sachame Naparashati. For one who sees Krishna and everything in Krishna, then such a person is never lost. Krishna says, such a person is never lost to me, and I am never lost to him. So how can we see Krishna? Well, we can see him through Shastra Chakshuhu, through the eyes of Shastra. So by considering all these names, he is the basis of everything. Nothing can exist without him. So then we start to see him. By considering all these points, we take this knowledge. Otherwise, we'll go out in the street and we'll see motor cars and neon lights and people moving here and there, and we won't see Bhagavan. But if we hear about him, then we will see. We'll see, oh, everyone is going on in this world, not thinking of him, but he is the basis of everything. Ishvara sarva bhutanam hridesha junatishtati brahmayan sarva bhutani yantrarudhani maya. He's the basis. He's in the heart. He's provoking, bringing up their desires. Everyone has so many desires in their heart, and he brings them out one by one so that people can attempt to enjoy them. So people don't know. But if we hear from Shastra, then we shall know. So we should hear from Shastra and understand that he is the basis of everything. He determines everything. Not a blade of grass moves without his consent. He establishes everything in their respective places and positions that we'll come to just soon. So these names, they could be discussed in great detail, but because many of the points in them, they overlap. And I've already discussed them previously, so I'll just go on. The basis, again, the cause, that's another point. So this is opposite to the demons' understanding. They say there is no basis. Asatyam apratishtam te jagadahur anishwaram aparaspara sambhutam kimanyat kama haitukam. The demons and atheists say that there is no basis. There is, the world is just going on without, there's no underlying principle. There's no God. It's not real. Just, there's ultimately everything is chaotic, they say. But that's not true. The Krishna is the basis of everything. Our Dina Pavana, he's standing, he doesn't want to come inside? He's walking outside? Why is that? You can come inside? Any problem? Okay, all right. The next name, is again, similar sounding, is Samsthana, which means, oh, there are many meanings of this, but the main meaning which is given here is the final end. It also means, here, dictionary meanings of this word, beauty, formation, splendor, vicinity, death, that's the final end for the present body and the identity that goes with it. This people think that the ultimate end is death. And in one sense, that's true, because this body and the identity that goes with it, we think that that's me, and that will be finished. I won't be finished, but what I think is me will be finished. I think this body is me, the identity, this is my wife, this is my country, this is my family, this is my job. That will all be finished. And we think it's me. So in that sense, I am finished at death, but the real I continues to exist. So the real ultimate end is Krishna. When we've been everywhere, done everything, seen everything, been through 84 like species of life again and again and again and again and again. You can go to the zoo and look at the animals, and you can think, well, I was that. And if I don't chant Hare Krishna, I will be again. See the camels. They eat like this, isn't it? Sideways. So, you want to be a camel? Well, it's a wonderful life, being a camel in a zoo. So that's what we get. We go round and round and round and round in the cycle of birth and death, and when we are intelligent, we come to Krishna. Then no more birth and death. That is the final end of all this wandering through birth and death. So Krishna is the final end of everything. If we want to study science, when we come to because they're not finding Krishna, they're avoiding Krishna, so they go on discovering this, discovering that. But when the scientific quest is fully complete, then we'll find that Sarva Karana Karanam, Krishna is the cause of all causes. In whatever you want to do, in art, in music, the final end should be Sangsiddhe Haritoshanam. Whatever we're doing, our ultimate goal should be to satisfy Krishna. So whichever way we look at it, Krishna is samsthana, the final end. In that sense, he's the final end, and also he's the final end in as much as he terminates everything. That I already said, death, mrityu sarva harashchaham, this death by which everything that we consider to be myself is finished, that is also Krishna. And at the end of the universal time, he destroys the whole universe. So he is the ultimate basis of everything, the cause of everything. He's the cause of Grasishnu Prabhavishnu Cha. He devours everything, and then again he regenerates everything. So, he's the ultimate end for the jivas, even though they may avoid him in this material world. We have tried to avoid him, but ultimately we all have to go to God. Some people ask, well, does everyone go to God? Yes, ultimately everyone goes, but maybe not in the spiritual world, because those who avoid him at the time of Mahapralayam, at the time of the destruction of the universe, everyone enters into his body. Everyone, all the jivas in the supta, the supine position, they become unconscious. The conscious jiva becomes almost unconscious and enters the body of Mahavishnu. So we can't avoid him. We can't avoid him. We're all going back to Krishna, but we should go back. If we don't want to serve him, then we just rest within his body for some time, and again we come out. Mm. So the next name, a very important name, actually they're all important names, but very important for us to consider this. Name 399 is Sthanada. He gives everyone their position. We may think, I worked hard, I made myself a success. This was very, maybe not so much now, but it used to be very much part of American culture, the idea of the self-made man. You go out in the world and you work hard and you make yourself a great success. That idea is there in India also now, that you have to make yourself a success. But ultimately, what position we get, that is given by him. Again, we can remember Dhruv Maharaj. He wanted to get a position greater even than that of Lord Brahma. By his mother's grace, he realized. What's the difference between Dhruv Maharaj and Hiranyakashipu? They both wanted a major position, and they both did austerities to propitiate a higher power so that they could do so. So what's the difference? Dhruv Maharaj is a great devotee and Hiranyakashipu is a great demon. Well, Hiranyakashipu, he took benedictions from Brahma by which he could get the power by which he could conquer. Thinking that by my austerity, the demigods will have to, Brahma will have to give me the power by which I will become powerful enough to conquer the universe. So he thought he's doing it all by his own power. Whereas Dhruv Maharaj, he meditated on Vishnu with the aim that Vishnu will come and give it to me. So his position was more devotional. Of course, pure devotees, they don't pray for any material benefit. But by the grace of Narada Muni, Dhruv Maharaj, by his intense meditation on Vishnu, with the idea of supplicating Vishnu, then Dhruv Maharaj's consciousness became purified. So the difference between Dhruva and Hiranyakashipu, we can say one was devotional, one was demoniac, but the essence of their difference was that Dhruv Maharaj knew that he was dependent upon Vishnu and that he wanted Vishnu to give him a certain position, whereas Hiranyakashipu thought that I'm doing it myself. Yeah. Karta ham, I am the doer. And if I do such austerities, then the gods will be obliged to oblige me. So that's the difference in attitude. Everyone gets a different position according to their activities. Karmana daiva netrena jantur deho papatteye. According to our activities, under the supervision of the Supreme Lord and his representatives, the demigods, everyone gets a different position. Again, Ishvara Sarva Bhutanam Hridyeshe Juna Tishtati. Krishna accompanies the conditioned souls and gives them their respective places according to what they deserve and what they desire. Both factors are there. According to our desire, we get different positions, and according to what we deserve. I often give this example that many people desire to be a leader, to be recognized, to be respected by others, but the very meaning of a leader is that he's above others and not everyone can be above everyone else. So the number of people that desire to be leaders and the number that can actually be leaders is much less. Just like if there's an election. Well, first of all, who will get what they call in India the ticket so that they can represent their party in an election? And then those who get the tickets, then they contest the election. Maybe from three or four parties in one constituency, and one is elected as an MLA. And then they would like to be prime minister, but only one can be prime minister. So many people desire to get a position of leadership, but not everyone gets it. Ultimately, one gets it by the grace of God. That Narasimha Rao, he had enough intelligence when he became the Prime Minister of India to say that, well, he never expected it, no one else expected it either. He said, well, it's the grace of God. Others may desire that, but not everyone can get it. But if someone has a strong desire to be a leader, but he doesn't have the punya, the requisite pious results, so that he can be the Prime Minister of India, for instance, or whatever position he wants, then Krishna may fulfill that desire according to the level of his piety. So he may become, instead of a Prime Minister, may become MLA, or he may not even get that. If he's not pious enough, some piety is required. So it may be that in his next life, if he's not very pious, then he takes birth as a dog, and you know, not here in Abu Dhabi, but in India, the dogs run around at night in groups of 7 or 8 dogs, and in that pack of dogs, one will be recognized as the leader. So his desire is fulfilled according to what he deserves. Sthanada. Krishna gives everyone their position. And actually, it's not a very good idea to be a political leader in the modern age, because 1/6 of the citizens' punya and pap accrues to the leader. And seeing as people in the present day do a lot more pap than punya, and the leaders themselves also promote that and cooperate with that. In fact, unless you're a bara papi, you can't be a political leader, practically speaking. Yeah, it's very difficult. It's not possible. There are no Rajarshis nowadays. They're all Rajapapis. I don't know if there's any such word. Well, there is in Bhagavatam that stated that... Prajaste bhakshishyanti mlecha rajanya rupina. In Kali Yuga, the mlechas, the lowest class people, will take the form of kings or leaders, and their business will be to devour the citizens. Bhakshishyanti, they literally means to eat them. And, well, there was the leader of Uganda at one time, literally ate his political opponents. He killed them first. But it means to totally exploit them. So Krishna may give a position, but that to get a position in this material world may not be such a very good idea, because that's what happens is people get a big position, they become proud, and they fall down. We see in the case of Indra, and then he was replaced by Nahush. And Nahush, he got the position due to piety. He became the replacement Indra. Then he also fell down. So Krishna gives various positions. But we should pray to him. What position do we want? Ai nanda tanaja kinkarang patitang maam vishame bhavam buddhau kripaya tavapada pankaja stithadhuli sadrishang vichinta. This we should pray for, this position. Now I'm positioned due to my own foolishness. I am now positioned in this material world. I've been placed here due to my rejection of Krishna. But we can pray to Krishna, please save me from this horrible birth and death position, and place me as an atom in the dust of your lotus feet. So Krishna, he's Tanada, Pranada, Manada, Shantida, Shrida, Darpada, Sarvakamada, Swastada. These are all names in Vishnu Sahasranam. He gives. We should also always know. It's not that I am doing everything by myself. This point has to be understood very well. We can only beg him that Krishna, You give me what I... The best prayer is that you just give me what is suitable for me. But we may pray also for the association of devotees, for the opportunity to serve. We get so many different positions in this material world according to our what we deserve and what we desire. Sometimes we're Kabu Raja, Kabu Praja, Kabu Deva, Kabu Dasa Prabhu, Kabu Sharge, Kabu Marte, Narakeba Kabu. We get so many different positions in this world, but Samsthana, the original, the name prior to this, the final end is to come to Krishna's lotus feet. So when we've been here, there, everywhere, we've tried to enjoy our senses in 84 like species of life. When we're finally at the end of our tether, we're completely fed up with everything in this world, then we can pray to Krishna that please, you give everyone their position. So you give me the position. Please kindly place me in the association of your devotees at your lotus feet. Sthanada also refers to that we can think of Dhruv Maharaj. He gave the particular position that Dhruva desired. Bali Maharaj, he was thrown out of the heavenly planets by Vamana Dev, who gave the position back to Indra in the heavenly world. But then he gave to Bali Maharaj, even though it was a lower position, theoretically, but a better position, he gave him the position in the Sutala world, but he gave him the position of a great devotee also. So another important point we can understand about this name is that Krishna, he puts everything in its right place. He knows where everything should go and everyone should go. So we should think, whatever position I'm in that position. Because how am I in this position? We may lament, why wasn't I born in a very rich family? I have to struggle to get some money. But we should know that whatever position we're in, Krishna has placed us there according to what we deserve and according to what we desire. And that's best for us. Krishna is our best well-wisher. So we should know that whatever position we're in, we're placed there by Krishna, and Krishna wants to deliver us from this material world. So he puts us in various positions. We should think that I'm in this position. If I'm in some suffering condition, we should think that I've been put here according to my... I deserve it. If I have some suffering, we should think that Krishna has put me in this position because I deserve it. Then what should be our attitude? That should be tattenu kampan susamik shamano bhunjana evatma kitang vipakang. What's the next line? What's the next line? Kritva bahubhya. Vidatan namaste. Jiveta yo muktipade sadaya bhak. We should think that I'm in this position, Krishna has put me in this position because I deserve it. But whatever position I'm in, I should accept whatever suffering is there and go on serving Krishna. And that also is recommended in Bhagavatam. And whatever position we're in, sthane sthita shutikitang tanuvang manobhya. We should stay in whatever position we're in. Well, we're in some position. We shouldn't endeavor very much to change this position, that position, go here, go. Our main position, we should think, my position is that I desire the position at the lotus feet of Krishna. So whatever position I'm in now, let me go on hearing and chanting about Krishna. And in that way, ye prayasho jijatitopi apitai sri loka. The Krishna, how can we How come we can't demand a position at the lotus feet of Krishna? But if we go on hearing and chanting about him, we can conquer he who is unconquerable by love. And then he'll be very happy to give us a position in the in eternal service to him at his lotus feet. So another consideration, everything is in its proper place. The name is there, Vyavasaya, the pivot. Everything is goes around Krishna. So everything is put in its proper place by Krishna. The planets are in the proper place. From the macrocosmic, all the planets are in the proper place. All the atoms and subatomic particles, everything's in its proper place. According to scientists, that there is life on this planet is only possible because the universe is fine-tuned. So who has made it? They think, well, it's just by some amazing chance that the universe is set up in such a way so that there's life on this planet. But actually, it's all arranged by Krishna. Everything is in its proper place so that everything goes on under his direction. Maya dhakshena prakriti suyate sacharach hetuna anena kaunteya jagat viparivartate. So not only the jivas get their proper place, but all matter, everything, is supervised. Everything's in its proper place under his direction. So we can consider that. How from the very smallest thing, everything is minutely monitored by him and everything is put in the right place. So the next name is Dhruva. And again, usually when we think of Dhruva, we think of the boy saint, but originally this name is that of Vishnu. It means who is fixed. So Dhruva Maharaj was very fixed in his determination. But this quality that is originally there from Krishna, that this name actually already appeared in Vishnu Sahasranam, so it's come again. So it means to be steady, permanent. Krishna, that we can always take shelter of Krishna because we always know he's the same. He's not going to change. Everything in this world changes, but Krishna doesn't change. Now, there are other names also in which we discuss how he changes, but his essential, or how he appears to change, but his essential nature is the same. All these names in Vishnu Sahasranama, we can chant them now, we can chant them billions of years in the past, billions of years in the future. His qualities remain the same. He is the substantive principle upholding the whole universe. We can rely on him. It's not that we take shelter of Krishna and he gives us protection, but after some time Krishna thinks, I'm fed up of this. I'm going to become a hippie. But Krishna doesn't, he's fixed and steady. People in this world can change, especially in the modern world. In traditional cultures, people, they take a particular role and they follow that. And their role may change as they get older or something like that. Maybe they may be grihastha, then they become vanaprastha or something like that. But in the modern age, people can just change. So, in the Western countries, it's quite common. It's almost expected that someone will marry someone else, and after some time, one or the other says, I don't like you anymore. Let's get a divorce. Love you, love you, love you, and then fed up. But Krishna is not like that. If we give ourselves to Krishna, we can be confident that Krishna will give himself to us. That's what Krishna spoke in Bhagavad Gita. That's true. It was true millions of years ago. It's true now, and it will be true in the future. So Krishna, he's not fickle-minded. When he says he gives shelter to his devotees, that is true forever. So we can confidently take shelter of Krishna. And another thing is that Krishna is quite competent to give us shelter and protection. Another reason he's not changing, no one can force him out of his position. No one can overthrow him. He's completely in control. He's in control of the universe. He's in control of everything in the universe. He's in control of his own mind. He knows what he wants. He's completely fixed in his position. So Dhruv Maharaj, he's famous for being so fixed in his determination. But being fixed in his determination, that is a reflection. That quality is manifested in that jiva, that exceptional jiva who is known by the name of Dhruva. So we can also reflect on these qualities of Bhagawan and pray that our own devotion to him be as fixed as his own quality of fixity. He's fixed in all the right things. We should also, to be fixed and solid and strong, that is good, but it can also be a bad quality if we're fixed and solid and strong in the wrong thing. Just like there was one Herr Hitler, he was very determined and fixed and in his determination what he wanted to do, but it was a disaster for the whole of Europe and much of the rest of the world also. So to be fixed is good, but we should know what we should be fixed in. So We can find many examples of people who are very fixed and very determined in the wrong thing, but we don't want to follow that. So again, he's the basis of everything. The sun, moon, the sun rises, the sun and the moon, everything goes in their orbits. He doesn't change it. It's not that he says, "Oh, well, let's try having the sun rising in the west. Let's see what it will be like." The scientists say, well, everything's predictable. We can predict what time the sun will rise tomorrow in Abu Dhabi. But they don't. They think that, well, we're just examining the universe, but they don't see that behind it all, that the very fact that there are laws of the universe, fixed laws, are because he fixes them, and he's fixed, and he's not whimsical. He doesn't change it all. So they should find Bhagavan behind the laws of the universe, but because they're atheists, they don't. Everything in the nature of this world is that it's changing, but some things, they're unchanging. The sun rises every day. In course of time, that will also change. There will come a time when the sun will become, the heat of the sun will become extremely hot and will burn everything up, but in this lifetime, we can be confident the sun will rise every day. But otherwise, the nature of this world is always changing. Jagat. Gacchatiti jagat. That which is always going or moving, that is the nature of this world. It's all under the control of Vishnu, but he himself is in his nature is unchanging. Amidst everything that is changing, especially in the modern world, we can't be confident of anything. You may lose your job, you may lose your arm, you may lose your wife, you definitely lose your life in due course of time. But definitely we're going to lose the life of the present body that we're in, but even within our lifetime, things may change greatly. But we should be confident that although everything else may change, Krishna will never change. And he's always ready to accept us if we're willing to submit ourselves to him. So we can have faith in him. Faith is the basis of devotional service. We can have faith in Krishna. What he said in Bhagavad Gita, that was true then, it's true now, will be true in future. He's fixed. So we should also become fixed in his service. I'll finish there unless there are any questions. Any questions? Give the pen. Give my diary also. Just a second. Oh. Any questions? No? All right then. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.